Hare Krishna. Today's question is from Tarun Krishna, and he says, if we have free will, how is it that astrology can predict our future and that Krishna and liberated sages can know the future? Okay, let's approach knowing the future in two ways. One is from divinatory sciences, and the other one from Krishna's absolute station, and those who are on that same spiritual platform as he. Astrology and these other divinatory sciences, particularly in the hands of conditioned souls, can tell you what your karma is. Karma meaning what the reaction to your past activities is, where it's meant to direct you. On that karma, Vaishnavas have the opportunity to change. Krishna says, Aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami. If you surrender to me, then I'll free you from the results of your sinful activities. So, surrendering to Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, purifying our hearts, especially associating with great devotees. All of these things gradually give us the spiritual strength to go in the direction of Krishna, to go into the direction of going back home, back to Godhead, and go against the current of what our karma is. To a certain extent, that current remains to the extent that Krishna keeps it there for his surrendered devotees. After all, we are in this world, we have this body. But we thus then have the ability to make that change within our lives. And whether we do or not is completely up to us. That is not something that astrology or a conditioned soul can determine. However, Krishna's perspective is a different one. Krishna says that bhavishyani cha bhutani imam tu vedana kashchana. He says, I know past, present, and future. I know everything. How does Krishna know everything? We should remember that Krishna lives in the eternal present. In the spiritual world, time is of the eternal present. That means for him, he can see what's happening in 2011, he can see what's happening in 2031, and what's happening in 1911. For him, he sees it all as a present, and he sees it all as reality. As can those who are similarly empowered by him, I would say more than just liberated, but especially liberated souls. Well, Krishna can give that empowerment. So what is Krishna seeing? Krishna is seeing what we've already decided. He's already seen whether we've decided to make a change in our karma, or we've just followed our karma, or followed some of our karma, or completely transcended it. He's able to see all that because he sees in all phases of time. That type of vision, ordinary living entities, astrologers, and so on cannot see. But, as mentioned, special persons can see that. And it isn't because they're interfering with our free will, but they're looking ahead into that time when the exercise of our free will has become visible to them. So, two types of looking into the future. One is looking into the future of our what our karma will say, and if we follow our destiny, that type of looking into the future is relatively easy, and it can be done by proper astrologers. And then looking into the future and really saying what will happen for living entities, meaning Vaishnavas, who are making every effort to change their future, that Krishna and his empowered representatives can tell you. That's a different type of future. And that's what I have time for today, because I have to go, and we'll continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.